Two of the Sports Illustrated models were on Fox and Friends with me this morning. My goodness. The issue has become the most anticipated publishing event of the year, the Sports Illustrated annual swimsuit edition. We are very pleased, more than I can tell you, to welcome one of the Sports Illustrated models in. She hails from South Africa with incredible measurements. Genevieve Morton is about to come in to our say. Hi, Genevieve. How are you? Very nice to see you. Excuse me, I'm constrained by my my earphones. Otherwise, I would give you a more physical embrace. But welcome. How are you? And have you been to New York before?
I'm very well, and I'm going to hug you afterwards when you're not physically
constrained. I like that. It's okay, honey. It's just for the business. All right. Go ahead.
I used to live in New York, and then I made the move out to LA to study acting, which is very, very fun.
And so are you active in acting now, or are you concentrating on modeling?
Well, I've been modeling for 10 years, so that's obviously my primary job, and acting is something that I, you know, takes time to study and learn, so... you know, I'm busy just learning at this point.
You are absolutely drop dead gorgeous. And you, let's see, you're 37, 24, 35. I mean, I'm just saying, they're just giving me these 5'8" and then in heels over, you know, around 6 feet. One of the things that we note is, you are real in every sense. In the evolution of fashion and magazines, enhancement has become, in Hollywood particularly, the rule rather than the exception. Do you think that there is a difference, although aesthetically you may not be able to tell from a distance at least, do you think that there should be, you know, an asterisk maybe if there is a model who is enhanced artificially as compared to women like yourself who are all natural?
Well, it's interesting that you say that. I saw that they had a lot of controversy about Justin Bieber having his area stuffed. But the thing that's interesting is a lot of swimsuit models or lingerie models that don't have a real bust, they use what they call chicken cutlets to stuff the bras. And I wonder, is that not the same thing? You know, so I think that, yes, there should be a disclaimer saying that this model does or doesn't actually have this size bust. And here's the reason why. Because a lot of times girls, you know, it's not possible to have a natural bust size and be the same shape as, say, for example, a runway model. It's just not possible. And if it is the case, they're either stuffing their bras with chicken cutlets or they're fake. So I think that it would be a better body thing to be a disclaimer. I think you're correct.
Well, I can't get the image of Justin Cutlet, Chicken Cutlet Butler, Beaver on there. Right? But so there is a distinction, and you think that women, for example, are they often criticize. Now you've got a plus-size model in the magazine, the first one in Sports Illustrated in a long time. Do you think that young women are being led down a primrose path by women who have these extraordinary bodies that are in many ways tweaked by doctors and needles and stuff?
Well, I think that, you know, everybody should be confident in the body shape that they have and obviously work out and do the best that they can for themselves physically. I obviously advocate a very healthy lifestyle. But at the end of the day, I just think that having someone like Robin in the magazine is an amazing thing because it shows you that you don't have to be what society tells you to still be sexy. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I do. And as a Puerto Rican man, I often say, you know, I think that women have to have some rice and beans. I think it's very good for them. Now, did you really run up to the top of the Empire State Building, which shadows over us here yesterday in the big competition?
Yes, I did. You know, I keep committing to doing these things. They always call me and say, don't you want to do this for a charity? And then they asked me if I would do it for the Challenge Athletes Foundation. And I said, of course, how can I work with Sports Illustrated and not support a Challenge Athletes Foundation? So they told me about 6 weeks before the race, and I may or may not, more leaning towards the may not side of it, of I didn't train basically at all, and I started to panic and kept thinking, I hope it snows in New York and I can't fly in.
So what happened?
I did it. I completed it in 26 minutes, and I thought I was going to be in so much pain in my legs, but the reality is my lungs are killing me. So now I sound like I have some kind of a weird dog cough or something.
That's 1,500 stairs. That's a lot of stairs.
1,500 stairs. And the cause, again, is athletes?
Challenged Athletes Fund. And we ran with a few of the people that are representatives of the of the cause, and it was really great to meet so many inspiring people and to be doing something fun like that.
Hey, Bo Deedle, come in here, Bo. Give Bo a microphone. Here, yeah. Bo, what do you think of, you know, I had you scheduled for 11:30, but I bounced you to 11:45. Was I right?
No, you didn't have to bounce me, but I'm very enthused with this staircase. You know, when I used to...
Come on, forget about the staircase.
Oh, okay. I'm very enthused.
Look what you're sitting before, okay, no, one of the most extraordinary looking women.
Top.
Yeah, she has a good heart, but
yeah.
What about the packaging?
Very, very, very nice, and I'm very proud of you. And the fact of the matter is I used to run up my stairs... When I was at the Daily News building, we were on the 35th floor.
Oh, who cares about
and
you
I used
in
to
the
run
Daily
up my News building? Stairs. We were ready to run.
Oh, yeah. Good. That's good. That's good.
We
that's great.
We want to see what those stairs did to the back of you. Turn around.
Yeah, right. Let's see your butt. Genevieve Morton is our guest. She's one of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit models. And as you can hear, and it's very impressive, not only does she come with extraordinary packaging, but she's also a very sensible, sensitive, and intelligent and articulate person. And I applaud you for your message to young women and for your efforts for charity. What's your big event coming up?
The big event? Well, we have Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Magazine launching next week. It's the 51st issue. Super exciting. And we have two amazing events. We have Swim City in New York, which is at Herald Square. And that's going to be on the 9th and 10th between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m.
What
it's
happens?
The first time ever that we're doing a public activation so anybody can come. And
is it outdoors?
I think it's a tent.
Oh, God. I hope so.
Wow.
A lot of different activities to do and things to see. And the girls are going to be there all day. And, you know, it's just going to be a great opportunity for everyone to come by and meet. And it's the first time we're doing it. So that's exciting.
And the celebration at the Marquee, what's that about?
So what we do is in New York, we do a great party. And it's to announce all the models that are in the magazine and celebrate together all the hard work we've done. So that's what we're doing that night.
The cover girl this time is
Jeter's girlfriend.
That's Hannah Davis.
Gorgeous.
Don't you think it's more important that she's Hannah Davis rather than Derek Jeter's girlfriend?
No, you're right. And I'm going to tell you something. She Good is point. exquisite. And I don't.
But I mean, she shows more than I did with my selfie.
she has a little bit more than you have, too, there,
Rollo. Well, we can arrange for you to do a selfie like that, I'm sure, if you'd feel comfortable.
And no chicken cutlets.
Exactly.
Genevieve Morton, it's been a delight. Thank you so much, and good luck with your modeling and acting careers. Now that we know you, we'll be watching for you. You are really drop-dead gorgeous and very pleasant, and I appreciate you coming by.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
Thank you. You
nice
too.
Speech.